Central Bangkok appears to have survived floods which have devastated the country as clear weather begins to set in over Thailand. Christopher Wells reports.
Central Bangkok, protected by a network of dikes and sandbag walls, appeared to have escaped the deluge, with peak tides on the Chao Phraya River due to pass later on Monday. Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawatra says the economic heart of the country should be spared.
Hopefully, I can't say that because it depends on the level of the sea and sometimes the stability of the way that we put the sand back. So hopefully that the sandbag is quite strong enough. So if the sandbag is not flow over, so it should be okay.
The Prime Minister also said it should take 3 months to rehabilitate industrial areas in the north of the country. Nearly 400 people have been killed in months of floods, the lives of more than 2 million disrupted, and economic growth has been set back. But while the city center remained dry, many neighborhoods on the wrong side of the protective ring, especially to the north and west of the center, have been swamped by deep, fetid flows. Pithaya Pukaman of the Ministry of Natural Resources said the government has learned from earlier mistakes during the crisis.
Previously, there was some problem with coordination, but this problem has been put to rest. I think they are well coordinated now, and things are looking very bright for the residents who are affected by the flood.
But the danger is far from over. The runoff is still flowing down from the north and swamping new neighborhoods, and there are growing fears of water and mosquito-borne diseases. I'm Christopher Wells.